At first glance, it seems like these students at St. Francis of Assisi in Burien are dressed pretty much alike. White-collar shirts, red plaid skirts for the girls, navy blue pants or shorts for the boys. But if you look closer, you'll see that each of these 5th through 8th graders has brought a little something special to their outfit.
I'm probably like the only boy in the school that you'll see wearing a headband.
Pretty sure I'm the only girl, really, who wears pants every day.
I wear a gold watch, keep track of the time, always got to know where you got to be.
For me, I have white Adidas Superstars that I've wore all year.
I guess I like to wear sweatshirts, and usually I wear dirty Toms.
I tend to wear a leather jacket. I also wear my Converse. I have a different pair of Converse every year, and I wear it for the whole entire year.
And the 2017-18 Converse are?
Blue, with pen marks on them.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, this is Sound Effect, and these kids say the longer you spend here, the more those unique little adornments stand out. Here's 6th grader Rachel Fry.
They think, oh my gosh, they're all the same. They're all wearing the same uniform. But when you're actually in your peer group, you start to realize that people have their own different styles. Not everybody is the same.
But standing out for your own style does come with risks. 8th grader Gwendolyn Schaefer says that's especially true if your choice comes off as challenging social norms.
For picture day, I decided to wear a vest and a tie. And apparently that's a bit of a scandal for a woman to wear a tie. And the thing is, I really like to wear a tie. And it was a really nice tie, too. It was my dad's. And so when everyone was just kind of asking, Gwen, why are you wearing a tie? I just told them, because I felt like it.
Does that satisfy them?
No.
Gwendolyn does not care for school uniforms. But not everyone here feels that way exactly. Take 8th grader Gino Morella, our gold watch fan.
I don't think I would be able to live without my uniform, because when you don't have a uniform, many people are thinking, oh, I got to wear this because I'm going to impress. I don't want that person to say I'm ugly. I don't want this person to say, you know. So with the uniform, I don't need to worry about wearing something different. Just it's hard now going into high school because most Catholic high schools do not have uniform, and I just don't know what to wear. It's like I've never had clothes.
In the end, it's a pretty complex balance these kids have to strike. They get conflicting messages. Well-meaning grown-ups say, be yourself, be proud of who you are. But at the same time, Gino says there are all these subtle messages from adults and peers not to stray too far from the norm.
They want you to be who you are, but not too much of who you are, or they don't like you. It's hard to choose whether you want to be yourself and maybe people won't accept you, or just be another person and call it good, you know.